Today's Old Testament reading is from Jeremiah, chapter 26. When Jeremiah had finished speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, then the priests and the prophets and all the people laid hold of him, saying, "You shall die. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, 'This house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate, without inhabitant'?" And all the people gathered around Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the officials of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord, and took their seat in the entry of the new gate of the house of the Lord. Then the priests and the prophets said to the officials and to all the people, "This man deserves the sentence of death, because he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your own ears." Then Jeremiah spoke to all the officials and all the people, saying, "The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and this city, all the words you have heard. Now therefore mend your ways and your deeds, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will relent of the disaster that he has pronounced against you. But as for me, behold, I am in your hands. Do with me as seems good and right to you. Only know for certain that if you put me to death, you will bring innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and its inhabitants. For in truth, the Lord sent me to you to speak all these words in your ears." This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is from Philippians chapter 3. Brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk, according to the example you have in us. For many, of whom I have often told you, and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame, with minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, that Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body, by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." And he said to them, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I finish my course. Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the following day, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish away from Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is forsaken, and I tell you that you will not see me until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. The word of God that engages us for our meditation today comes to us from Luke, the 13th chapter. And at that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." And he said to them, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I finish my course.'" In the name of Jesus Christ, dear friends, Israel were slaves in a land not their own. As they began to multiply and become greater and greater, the Pharaoh of their time decided to put them into servitude as slaves. They were poorly treated. Yet God saw their plight and sent Moses and 10 plagues upon Egypt. After the 10th plague, the death of the firstborn, Israel was allowed to go. And they came with their back against the sea and saw that Pharaoh's chariots were chasing after them. God opened up the sea, and they went through on dry land. As they looked back, they saw the waters come back together and destroy the army, one of the greatest armies in the world, that army of Pharaoh. And they rejoiced. And as they rejoiced, they sang a song. And in their song, they said, "The horse and the rider he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name." Their Savior was a warrior. And he had just shown them how he could fight. And now we see Jesus. He had just gotten done speaking to the crowds and speaking to his disciples when some Pharisees come up to him. They say to him, "Herod wants to kill you. Turn around, go the other way." Jesus, on the other hand, says, "No. You tell that fox. I will continue my path. I will continue towards him." He does not scare me. Jesus is a warrior. Jesus is ready to fight. And we sang about it last week as we sang our hymn of the day. We said, "No strength of ours can match his might. We would be lost, rejected. But now a champion comes to fight, whom God himself elected. You ask who this may be? The Lord of hosts is he. Christ Jesus, mighty Lord, God's only Son adored, he holds the field victorious." He is the warrior who holds the field victorious. He is the warrior who comes down to fight. He is the one who comes and vanquishes those who stand in his way. We see it as Israel stands by the sea. We see it as Jesus stands there listening to the Pharisees today. He is a warrior, and he is ready to fight. Now, just a chapter earlier, back in chapter 12, Jesus spent pretty much the entire chapter speaking to his disciples. He told them not to worry, to look at the birds of the air and the flowers of the field, how they do not gather up in barns or sow, but God provides for them. He told them to be ready when the bridegroom comes, that he might find them doing what they ought to do. He told them that he did not come to bring peace on earth. He said, "No, not peace, but division. There will be 2 against 3, and 3 against 2. A father against his son, and a son against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a mother against her daughter, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law. When he comes, Jesus has sword in hand. And no matter who is standing there, his words are the same. Jesus comes with a sword. This sword is not a physical sword, but the sword of the Word of God. And that Word of God does not change, for that Word of God is the truth. And those who hear that Word of God hear the same truth, regardless of the situation that they find themselves in. For those who struggle with anger in their hearts and those who don't, he says, "You've heard it said to those of old, 'You shall not murder,' and anyone who murders is liable to judgment. But I tell you, anyone who is angry with his brother is liable to the judgments of hell." To those who are married and those who are not married, Jesus speaks the same words. "You've heard it said to those of old, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery in his heart." And he speaks to the divorced and the not divorced when he says, "You've heard it said that Moses said to give them a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that anyone who divorces his wife, except on the grounds of marital unfaithfulness, commits adultery." And he says to those who have many enemies and those who have few, "Pray for your enemies, love them, and pray for those who persecute you." And he says to all, "You are like whitewashed tombs, beautiful to look at, but on the inside filled with dead man's bones and everything unclean." And both the self-righteous and the unrighteous hear those words. And there are two camps: those who hear his words and repent, and those who hear his words and defend their sin. He did not come to bring peace, but division. For he is a warrior, and he is ready to fight. So see this warrior as he fights, with his hands bound behind him, and a crowd screaming in front of him, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" See this warrior as he fights. And they put the cross upon his back, and he does not even have the strength to carry it up the hill. And someone else has to carry it for him. See this warrior as he fights. And his body hangs limp upon that cross. See this warrior as he has lured even death into his trap. For he steps a foot out of the tomb, and death, which seeks to consume him, he consumes. And Satan, who sought to disarm him, he disarms. And sin, which weighed upon his back, is now buried in the ground as he steps forward, the warrior who comes forth to fight. And his masterful skill shows that he wins the victory, that he is the one who stands upon the field and holds it. He is the one who comes for you to give you life eternal. And he continues to go forward by his word. He says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, city that stones the prophets and kills those who are sent to her. His word continues to go forth just as it did for Israel, just as it did for Jerusalem. Will you hear that word and repent? Or will you hear that word and defend your sin? Will you hear that word and rejoice that God loves you enough to show you who you are? Or will you hear that word and become offended and ignore what God has to say to you? Will you hear that word that he puts forth into your ears and see that the one who wins the victory is not against you, but for you? He picks you up after slaying you with the law, and he breathes life back into you. He says, come and fight with me. My sword is a sharp sword, and it certainly pierces. Use it. No strength of ours can match his might. We would be lost, rejected. But now a champion comes to fight, whom God himself elected. You ask who this may be? The Lord of hosts is he, Christ Jesus, mighty Lord, God's only Son adored. He holds the field victorious. And even as the Pharisees come and say you are going into certain death, this warrior does not turn back. He continues to walk that same road toward the death he knows is there as a skillful master warrior who lures even his enemies in so he can crush them. So come, walk with him, the one who gives you life eternal. In his name, amen. May the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.